Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Economic analysts say Boston's housing market is undergoing a demographic revolution. Young millennials and aging baby boomers are relocating from the suburbs into the city, occupying housing that traditionally went to blue-collar Bostonians. A prime example of this is in East Boston, where the real estate market is hot right now, one of the hottest in the city. As WBUR's Simone Rios reports, some of East Boston's immigrants who make up more than half the population are being forced out and into the suburbs.
East Boston, where many new Bostonians touch ground when they arrive in the city. It goes back to the first generation of the Kennedy clan, who settled in East Boston in the mid-19th century. The Irish and Canadians were followed by waves of Italians and Jewish immigrants.
And now it's the Latino. The Latino community.
And that's you.
I'm part of the new generation, yes.
Deanna Morel is a manager at Echo, a martini bar founded by the owners of Santarpio's Pizza. The contrast between the two restaurants, a gritty pizzeria and a swanky eatery, in some ways symbolizes the change in East Boston. The neighborhood still has Boston's highest concentration of foreign-born residents, but rents are skyrocketing in East Boston to the point where some are being forced to move elsewhere.
People are renovating. A lot of construction companies are developing the city, the new face of East Boston. And I am afraid that the character of East Boston is going to be lost.
The neighborhood has an ideal mix of amenities and location, with relatively cheap housing, proximity to downtown and the Blue Line, and cultural offerings. So perhaps it's no surprise that the latest wave into East Boston are non-immigrants.
I love the water. Being on the water, we're three blocks from the water, which you can't beat that.
On a sunny Saturday, Natalie Benson sits on a dock in front of a new residential development, Portside at East Pier, where two-bedroom apartments start at $3,200. There's a brilliant view of the Boston skyscape. Her boyfriend fiddles with a fishing pole.
Food is wonderful. It's Italian and Latin food, so it doesn't get any better than that. I speak Spanish, so, you know, you speak Spanish everywhere you go, which is great.
Benson teaches third grade at a public school in the neighborhood. She moved to East Boston 4 years ago and lives with her boyfriend, who works in the tech sector.
People are so friendly, so willing to help. Like, if I have any problem with my car, you know, anything in my neighborhood, I have 10 people coming to help. It's just like a very close-knit, like, helpful, neighborly community. It's really great.
Benson moved to the fast-developing Jeffreys Point neighborhood from Somerville, where she said the rents were getting too high. She likes the changing face of the neighborhood, a new yoga studio, healthy food options, and the conversion of dumpy lots into shining waterfront developments. But Benson says East Boston is losing some of the immigrants who made the neighborhood what it is today. She sees it happening in the classroom.
I don't want my families to be driven out. I already know. I was in a meeting yesterday, and one of my kids has to leave, and he's devastated. They've been here for a long time, but their building was sold, and they can't afford the rent anymore.
Stories of exodus are increasingly common in East Boston, two-thirds of which is occupied by Logan Airport. 23-year-old Kayleen Chicas is Miss El Salvador, Massachusetts. 5 years ago, she came to East Boston to live with her mother, her first home in the United States. But when their landlord raised the rent from $1,150 to $1,700, they had to move to Revere.
There was nothing in East Boston. Everything was too expensive. And these aren't even luxury apartments. They're not remodeled. And the landlords want to charge more.
In doing so, they left behind 7 aunts and uncles who live in East Boston and more than a dozen cousins.
The first to leave East Boston are us. The rest of the family is still living here. Some own homes, others are renting, and their rents haven't gone up yet. But with time, if the situation continues as is, they're going to have to leave.
The story resonates with East Boston resident Jose Maria España, a single father whose landlord hiked his rent by nearly 50%. España recently marched with about 200 people to protest evictions. España says it's clear the rents are changing the makeup of the community.
At this rate, in 4 years, there won't be any more Hispanics in East Boston because we'll all be expatriated because of these rents. If we don't stop this, we'll be earning only to pay the rent. only to benefit the investors.
Despite those leaving, some say East Boston is as Latino as it's ever been. Census numbers through 2013 show the percentage of Hispanic ticking up every year since the turn of the century. The latest estimates say 57% of East Bostonians are Latino. Arthur Pitts has lived in the neighborhood for 25 years. He watched as the anti-eviction protest passed his home on Chelsea Street.
We don't want these people to leave. These people are all good people here. I mean, we get along with the Spanish, we get along with everybody. And these kids here are all good. I'm a senior citizen, my cousins, they keep an eye on us. Why the hell should they move? Because these people want more rent.
Pitts says he supports the high-end developments going up along the water. He draws a distinction between those and the investors buying up existing housing stock. He points to one recently sold building after another, saying the neighborhood is being gobbled up.
They just bought these two houses. They bought the two over there. This one here, they're trying to evict the families in there. It's not right because they're nice people.
The changes in East Boston are happening citywide. A 2013 study by the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland shows Boston leading the country in gentrification. The Cleveland Fed reported that 61% of areas that could gentrify did gentrify, more than three times the national rate. Tony Giacalone is a real estate broker who's operated in East Boston for more than three decades. He says he spotted a trend.
There's this new phase of speculators and renovators that have come in the last year and a half, and maybe a few hundred units where they've gone in and they've renovated and they're charging $2,500 or $3,000, where the families that are paying $12,000 and $13,000 either can't or wouldn't pay.
One of the investors is 27-year-old Alexander Hodara. Hodara was profiled by CNBC in 2011.
One fearless college kid has managed to build a business that is booming by catering to co-eds. Alex Hodara is the CEO of the Hodara Real Estate Group, nation's first ever student-run real estate company.
The Boston University grad declined to go on tape for this story, but Hodara explained his beginnings to CNBC.
Freshman year, I was sitting in my dorm and I was looking around at everyone there and I was like, you know, how can I make the most money off everyone here?
So Hodara went and got his real estate license. State land records show him as bullish on East Boston. He's listed as an agent of more than 40 LLCs associated with residential properties, each one of them in East Boston. The purchases date back less than 2 years, and records show a total sale value of nearly $20 million. In an email, Hodara says he buys, renovates, and leases multifamily buildings. He estimates that over the last year and a half, he bought 42 of 200 buildings sold in East Boston. Hodara says his rents are just above average and that he's renovating buildings that were previously unlivable.
East Boston is experiencing a whole lot of youngish, hotshot investors who are buying lots of buildings, and they're just clearing everybody out, most of whom are working-class Latinos, and they're moving in mostly white students.
For housing activist Steve Meacham, some of what's happening today traces back to 1994, when voters across the state overturned rent control in Boston, Cambridge, and Brookline. Short of calling for rent control, his organization, City Life Vida Urbana, is lobbying Boston city councilors to pursue a home rule petition that would protect tenants. City Life also holds weekly tenant meetings in East Boston, protesting evictions and helping residents negotiate with landlords.
It's not magic. It's just the fact that once you decide to organize and fight back, you have a lot of leverage that you don't have when you're acting as an individual.
After leaving East Boston for Revere, Miss El Salvador, Massachusetts, Kayleen Chicas, kept an eye on apartments with hopes of returning.
I'm looking here in East Boston, but I still haven't found anything in my price range.
That was in the spring. Chicas has now given up her search and says she's resigned to staying in Revere. It's further from the city, but the way things are going, give it a few years, and Revere might be the new Eastie. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.